It's recording.
Speaking of goats.
All of a sudden the tone changes and the fun stops being had.
Because Andy hit record.
Now last week we talked about goats, but this week we did.
No, we did talk about goats.
Oh, okay.
Goat. This week we're talking about having sex Christmas with goats.
Yeah. Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Should add somebody jingling jingle bells.
Don't talk over the vignette.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Well, are you? Punk?
When you're lost in the rain and evil, and it's almost Christmas time two. When your gravity fails you, when negativity don't pull you true. Don't put up any airs when you're walking on White Avenue. Because nice. You'll probably find Craig Cardboard there. Hi, Craig. My co-host to me. Because I didn't introduce myself. My name is Andy.
And also with me, Tyler.
Dan Luxon.
Hello.
We're here in Craig's house drinking beer. Craig just gave me a couple of beers for my birthday. He just had a sip of it and he grinned.
I'm only days away from my birthday.
You are.
Craig had forgotten that your birthday was last week, so he gave you your present this week.
No, I didn't see him. He hasn't seen me since my birthday.
We stopped seeing each other.
Yeah. I saw him Friday, but my birthday was last Tuesday. Mm. Or whatever. I'm going to try the beer now.
Okay, give it a go.
It's quite good.
You have such remarkable self-control over your facial expressions when you drink that. I really liked it.
But I didn't find it. It is 10%, which I can't tell. You didn't like.
Oh, I can restrain myself.
It tasted like Christmas.
You kind of taste Christmas. It's called Christmas Delirium, probably because it's 10% strong, I'm guessing.
I had a Russian student come up to me at the end of my class and say, teacher.
Yeah?
I'm doing a really bad Russian accent.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would like to give you feedback on your teaching.
Teacher.
Now who am I sound like now? I'd like to give you feedback on your teaching, man.
You started as your Chinese student, and then you finished as if you were Sylvester Stallone.
That's what it was, yeah. Hey, when you teach,
you sound like Tony Soprano.
When you teach,
Adrian,
you got these expressions on your face, and you can't do that if you're going to teach in my country.
You can't. But you're in my country.
I don't want to teach in your country, Tony Soprano.
From Russia.
From Russia.
If you want to teach, you cannot teach that way in my country.
You don't strike me as much of a face
Apparently
maker.
I'm very demonstrative.
Face and maker. Then Craig started punching a cow hanging in a freezer.
Oops, that's Final Countdown. Sorry.
No singing on the show.
Otherwise, we might get sued.
I just made that a rule. Anyway, speaking of Russia, let's drink some liquor from the box.
Do you want to pass me your...
Liquor box, Craig's liquor box. You took some good, Craig's liquor box.
What in the hell is that bottle you're pouring there?
Don't pour me too
much. It's giant. Don't.
I'm still on antibiotics.
We're just going to... Your antibiotics won't work today.
Is that enough?
Can you deal with it?
That's good.
No. I have a toothache, Craig.
You have a toothache?
Yeah, I do have a toothache. There. Anyway, so another, just last week...
it's not the same, is it?
It's a different bottle, but it's the same golden color.
And it's the same whiskey smell. Are you having a whiskey month?
I think this is a whiskey,
Tyler?
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way.
I like whiskey.
Could be a...
I raided my liquor cabinet to bring this to you today.
If I snort the fumes, will I still get wobbly?
Ooh. So, Craig, what kind of whiskey is this?
Yeah, Craig.
Ooh, smooth at the end. It's a lot better quality than the one last week.
What kind of whiskey do you think it is? Like a rye or a bourbon?
Or a scotch? Or something with cinnamon?
We call it wheelchair whiskey.
Yeah.
If you drink too much of it.
Can I hazard a guess?
Sure.
I'm going to guess that this is rum whiskey.
Whoa.
Rum whiskey?
I might make a fool of myself, but I think this is rum. I think you're fooling us. It's not a whiskey.
Whoa, it's a sipping rum?
You think it's a rum?
Could yeah, be. It could be that I might have my...
might have to read the...
My palate might be worse than Craig. Oh, no, it's a bourbon.
What's it say in the bottle there?
It's a bullet bourbon.
It's frontier whiskey.
It's bullyate.
It's because bourbon is a little bit sweet. That's my excuse.
I'm bourbon.
And I will tell the story in Swedish here. I can't. Made from pure Kentucky limestone filtered water in the bullyate family tradition. That's it. No explanation of there anything you go. Else.
Right.
I will now crack open a Brig Mesterens.
Yeah. Anyway,
from
Craig,
Obro.
What's been going on this week?
This week?
Any stories to tell us?
Interesting things. Interesting discoveries.
You can just say nothing if you don't have anything. That's okay. I was just asking.
He touched himself a record 20 times this week.
With his...
Over top of the pants.
Yeah. Over top of the pants.
He's like...
With his vibrator.
To go back to, yeah, last week, I noticed like my vibrator that warms up my throat.
Wait.
Also warms up my cock and my asshole.
I let it run a little bit further. I was sliding it down and then it went yeah. in between my male breasts.
Exactly.
And then down the treasure trail.
I need to warm up my butt for my farting.
There goes the sphincter.
Ooh.
Don't blow out your O-ring.
Yep. Tyler, anything been going on?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's winter hit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's cold now.
Yeah. I think it was like minus 20 this past week.
And my snowblower is busted.
Yeah. You still haven't fixed it?
I know. I bought the pins for it, and my buddy TJ helped put the pins back in the thing because I got a garden hose wrapped in the fucking snowblower.
I think that was on a previous episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still not moving. So I'm down to allow my buddy to fix it, although I don't know how long that'll take, or B, take it to the shop where I got the parts and probably pay a repair bill that almost equals what I paid to get that thing.
Let's see.
How much did you pay to get the thing?
Like $1,200.
Ooh. I don't think it'll cost you that much.
Really?
Have you ever, well, I mean, a mechanic probably wouldn't cost you $1,200 to get your thing running. For getting a hose wrapped around your engine of your car.
I got my tire fixed on my car once, and I thought it was going to be hundreds of dollars, and it was $30.
Yeah, you don't know that.
So, maybe I don't know.
You don't know.
The problem is I got to get that thing over there.
True.
Well, the Uber except the snowblower in the back.
If they have a truck and you can request one, maybe.
Uber truck.
Haul your shit for free.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's it.
All right.
Snowy, shitty fucking weather.
Right.
It's +2 today.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Last week, you mean?
Well, last week it was +2.
Someone asked me what I did.
Andy. We don't really care what you did.
Andy.
What did you do?
How are you
for
feeling?
For fuck's sakes, you're so crappy with
how do you
producer.
Feel?
Well, no, ask me what I was doing. I was going to segue. I'm like, glad you asked. I have a good story here.
me and Craig were having a heart-to-heart
right,
about a snowblower
over
here.
Go ahead.
Hey,
don't
Andy.
Hey.
What have you been doing?
Yeah, Andy, how you been?
I don't want to tell anymore because
what
you're
been
mocking
doing?
Me. You're mocking me. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, okay. Come on, eh? Well, tell us how you been.
No, go talk about your boring thing, Tyler.
Oh, my thing?
Yeah. It involves. Oh, you didn't have anything.
It's snowed. It's snowed.
Uh-huh.
Eh?
Anyway, yeah.
Twat.
I'll tell you even
Twat?
Though you don't deserve it.
Cunt.
Oh, Tourette's. I was just repeating what I heard you say.
Like a parrot.
I spent my week fighting on Facebook.
Nice.
Both
that sounds like you.
Both times on my brother's feed for some reason.
What's up with him? Why is he so sensitive?
Yeah, it wasn't my brother. It was his friends or his acquaintance. I don't know how good friends he is. First was with Hitler Franz.
Well, how many years later are we? In Europe, are we fighting about these
things? No, he has a friend, Hitler Franz. His name is not really Hitler Franz. His name is something else. But once me and my cousin's husband were up in the gym in my little town exercising. And
is
this
your husband a man?
My cousin is a woman.
Okay.
Her husband is a man. His name is Martin. We were gymming. His name is Eric.
You were gymming. I like that. That should be a verb.
Yeah.
Like at a gym?
It was
a leg day?
Yeah.
Yimping?
Yeah. My brother's friend or acquaintance, whatever, is named Eric, and he was listening to Ultima Thule while he was working out. And what's that ringing?
That means pizza. The pizza is... I'm gonna keep talking.
Okay.
Please, Andy, tell me.
Well, you're texting.
I'm not texting. I'm listening. Anyway,
yeah. So we did that, and his little friend Eric, he's like about yay tall, and he was listening to Ultima Thule, which is this like nationalist rock band from Sweden from the 90s. And he's like, I hope you don't mind, I'm listening to this. And I'm like, no. But then, of course, after that, we started referring to him as Nazi Eric. Oh, Daniel, my brother. Oh, your friend. We saw your friend Nazi Eric. So it's just a thing. And then my grandpa overheard that because he lived close to my brother. And I was talking to my grandfather. Oh, yeah, I saw Daniel's friend. He was here like a Hitler Franz or whatever you call it. So we just started calling
Nazi Eric became Hitler Franz.
Yeah, because he remembered it was something with Nazis. So from Nazi Eric, my grandpa just called him Hitler Franz. And then we started calling him Hitler Franz. Okay. Anyway, I got into an argument with him because... My brother had a picture of a Jose Cuervo tequila, which is a shitty tequila.
He was a hero of Mexico, Jose Cuervo.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a shitty tequila.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cuervo.
And I got into an argument with Hitler Franz because he said it was a good tequila. And then he said, it's made in Mexico. And I said, all tequila is. It can't be a tequila if it's not
made
in Mexico.
You're arguing with a Swedish person named Hitler Franz about whether or not a Mexican tequila is made in Mexico.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the first one. That wasn't the funny one even.
Mm.
So the second one is my brother on his Facebook thingy put up like...
Yeah, continue.
I can't continue if you're looking at beer.
We're looking at a beer can, okay?
Anyway, so he put up like just a fun atheist meme, and I said like, you heathen, your brother is a priest. You shouldn't be, because I'm a priest in the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Okay.
And then
Reverend.
Yeah. His other friend like started joking around too, blah 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 blah, and he said like, oh, where's your formal headgear? Because if you're a Pastafarian, you should wear
strainer.
Yeah. And I said,
why don't you have a picture of you in a strainer?
Well, I'm getting to that if you just wait for it.
Well, it's a good question.
I said, I don't need one. I'm a priest. I'll do whatever I want to. And he said, like, isn't it more important to, do all the formalities that your religion, demands? I said, no. The most important is that you stop arguing with the people that are over you in the religious hierarchy. And then he's like, I identify myself as a god of gods. You have to respect my personal pronoun, which is kind of a dig to the hen debate in Sweden. Like,
sure.
You know, you might not be a man, you might not be a woman, blah, 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 blah.
I refer to myself as it.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, according to my fate, that is, of course, the only real fate. You're a false god and you have to be stoned or something like that. And then now it turns weird.
Because it wasn't weird before.
Yeah, well...
When we were arguing about...
Wait, now I'm paying attention.
Spaghetti yeah. Monster.
Before, it was just like some friendly bantering and making fun of religions. And he's like, according to people as Justin Trudeau...
People as.
All of the Swedish left party and others, you have to respect my identity and my personal pronouns. So I'm like,
he thinks that because you're Swedish or you live in Canada, you believe in the
Prime
Minister.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. So I figured like he's wanting to get into the whole like debate of personal pronouns, maybe feminism and shit. So I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm like,
we haven't changed that in Canada, have we?
You have day for that, Andy.
Yeah,
you
do.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, but okay. So I told him, like, Justin Trudeau doesn't give a shit as long as he gets to smoke all the skunk he wants. Because, you know.
All right, baby.
So I figured that. Dank. So that was a good comeback to just, like, get out of that whole thing.
And I have a good answer to the pronoun problem here in Canada that we don't have.
Yeah. Yes.
You just say he, she.
He, she. I think it was Z in English. Z-E.
Z?
Yeah.
Sounds Chinese.
I think. Sure. I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, when I said that about Justin Trudeau joking that Justin Trudeau was a pothead, can anybody guess what his answer was?
Marijuana is a narcotic?
No. Let's say he stuck with the whole feminism thing. He said, is that before or after he gets a feminist cock up his ass?
Whoa.
I'm like, what?
That's really complex. There's a lot to unpack there.
I know.
There is a lot in that sentence.
Yeah. How do you go?
Is he both a feminist and gay?
I don't know. Yeah.
And does the feminist cock come from a lady?
Is it a strap-on?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's lots of questions.
And I'm like,
need answers.
Why is this guy going from like joking around about religions
to nuclear
to bashing feminists? I didn't say anything about feminists. I happen to live in Canada. So I'm like, oh, well, we're all feminists, I said, because now I figured I'll better bait him a little. He's like, that depends. Like, the old-time feminism, blah, 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 but the today's feminism, which has, like, neo-Marxism, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like...
Is it at this point you determined that he was an SJW, as the kids say?
Well, he is coming from a country with gendered snowblowing. As we did talk about... I told you about that when we met last.
Yeah, maybe.
Please
tell us about it.
Please elaborate.
Okay. Yeah. So the Swedish... I love it because Swedes love to research and then create a policy about it.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to research... During heavy snowstorms, which rarely ever hit Sweden, that most people who are driving in cars are actually men going off to their careers. And when it comes to people on sidewalks and bike trails, it's typically women. Therefore, to level the playing field, we should slightly put more attention on cleaning the bike paths and sidewalks before we do the roads. It's gendered snow blowing. It was in the news.
That sounds...
Yeah.
Isn't that like... I mean, that is a level of...
I don't... that has me a little baffled.
It's fascinating. I just think... I didn't know you could think about things like that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how sexist their sexist is.
Okay. But this was my point to him after he said about the feminism with the neo-Marxism and they're mad. And
please go on, Andy.
Yeah, but it's the same with the gendered snow blowing and the crazy stuff.
Social
it's like
justice.
Well, I told him it's four people on Twitter that are that mad. Like, they're loud. You think they're more, but there's not actually that many.
Hmm.
At least that's what I think.
All right.
I was... Like, if I can interject here. I was listening to a podcast that was talking about people in the before times.
Mm-hmm.
Back then.
Who had the crazy beliefs, but because there was no internet, they were never able to share their crazy beliefs.
Wow.
And so there was always one crazy person.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's many crazy people,
mm-hmm.
but they're one crazy person in their little group.
Yeah.
But and they all get together.
Yeah.
And now it becomes...
Exactly.
Big crazy. And that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
If we're going to name this podcast, it has to be called Big Crazy.
Big Crazy.
Oh, I thought it was going to be called Feminist Cock Up Justin Trudeau's Ass.
Personally, I like Hitler Friends.
So many things to choose from.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's the point I was trying to make to him, and that I think there's bigger problems in the world today than the quote-unquote radical feminist, like Donald Trump people, stuff like that. That's like the...
But those are basically the same.
What?
They're the same, but on different
they're
different
the same
ends, right?
And different,
yeah.
But they're also the same people for the most part.
Yeah, but they're more...
Like, as much as those people are racist, they also like to pretend that they're defending something.
Well, in defense of the radical feminists, if they even exist, they don't want to throw out like 300 million people from different countries.
You know they have dog whistle politics? Have you heard of that?
No.
Politicians say something that can have a double meaning, but it speaks to a particular audience in a way.
Yeah.
And so when Justin Trudeau said, "I'm a feminist."
Yeah.
It was, I'm wondering, and I'm just throwing stuff out here.
Yeah.
If that was not a signal to the new sort of way that us as men need to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Embrace.
No.
Should we not be proudly saying, like, I am, how would a woman react?
Yeah.
If you said, I'm, yeah. First, there's one thing I need to make clear before mm-hmm. Before we go any further. I'm a feminist. I don't even know what does that mean for a man? It's interesting.
It means nothing. It's just a political word
is it?
These days. Yeah. But obviously, like what feminism meant in the beginning is like women should have the same rights as men. They should make as much if they do the same job, which is, of course, but like people
that's reasonable.
People are just, this is just my opinion, that people are misinterpreting this, like, feminism that seems to indicate that women are better than men. I'm not a feminist, I'm a humanist, which, like, is just, you're missing the point in arguing semantics. Mm, like,
okay.
I like to think myself as a feminist. I don't know if other people agree, but that's just how I look at it.
Yeah. I know. I would,
there's always going to be mad. There's going to be, like, feminists that are fucking idiots, but there's idiots everywhere.
I just like to have a good conversation with a really attractive woman about feminism.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Sorry. Well,
I was going to say Craig is a feminist and that he loves women.
Yeah.
And instead, however, that misses the point too.
Instead, you're stuck with two homely men to talk about, but into a microphone.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. One and a half. Well, anyway, so I told him, like, after he said that whole thing, like, well, you know, there's always idiots and like identity politics, but they don't really exist. They only exist on Twitter, I told him.
I think you got a good point there.
I like to think
in the everyday like negotiation of shopping carts through shopping malls and bumping into people and weaving through traffic.
Show up? Let me just say this. If you think radical feminism is the world's worst problem in the world, you're leading a good life.
Oh, okay.
I like to think.
Yeah.
But
Andy, this is Andy's coming out as a real progressive. It's very interesting.
Some sort of neo-Marxism, as he would say. Well, he said, if you actually look around in the U.S., Australia, Canada, Great Britain, Germany, and Sweden, you will see that these feminists are not a harmless minority. They're actually leading feminists that has a strong following, and they have a lot of power inside in politics. Justin Trudeau is a perfect example. Period.
What? Where does he encounter any of this in his real life?
I don't know, because I said, no, I don't see that. And no, I don't think he is. Could you give me an example of JT's radical feminism?
There you go.
So he answered within a few minutes at my previous questions, and then I waited like almost 2 hours. He hadn't said anything, and I said, I interpret your silence as a no, you can't.
Ah. Ooh, internet.
Yeah.
Internet slam.
He said, no, you should just interpret it like I had a big dinner and I'm going to bed now. And I said, okay, fair enough.
That's a classic dinner cop-out.
And that was more than 24 hours ago and he still hasn't answered.
So, I was going to say, there was something similar that I saw that was somebody.
I think that you guys just really want to have a big hug.
I don't want to hug him.
Oh, no. You do, though. No, it's that weird tension where you hate them, but you want to hug them.
I always thought this guy, particular guy, like I said, he's my brother's friend or acquaintance. I don't know how good friends they are, but he...
Did you ever sit in a sauna together?
But when my brother had a New Year's party in our house, which is, of course, the December 31st.
Were you there?
I came after I'd been somewhere else.
You came after the party?
I came all Andy. Over. I came on this guy. No, but he was sitting inside our house with a leather jacket zipped up and shades inside the house in December.
He wears sunglasses at night.
Yeah. And every time he moved, indoors. And when he moved, his leather jacket was making squeaky sounds. Like,
it's never been worn before. Yeah.
I don't know if he was sitting there just oogling the feminist ladies. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. So this guy just seems like this was like over 10 years ago. I don't know if he's strange now, but he seems a bit strange.
What I was going to say.
And also he's wrong and I'm right.
There was a.
Thank you.
There was a video from a CNN thing that was talking to a bunch of Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And the Trump supporters said, oh, yeah, the California's voting results shouldn't count because there's like 3 million illegal immigrants who voted, blah, blah, blah. And Obama said that they should vote, so they should get out there and vote for them. And when
But how can you vote if you're illegal?
Well, when they questioned where they found that information, none of them could answer that.
On Reddit.
It became...
yeah.
Yeah, it was something we saw on Facebook, or yeah, we don't know. We think it came from the media. It definitely came from the media.
But yeah.
But they could never provide examples of where they got their opinions from.
Here's the thing. Here's the way I look at this election. Americans, like this group of people in America that we're kind of rallying against, they've always been there. So I was talking to my dad about it. It's just like, you know what? Obviously. All this thing has just confirmed what we've always really believed about a lot of Americans.
About
is
the
that,
southern and middle parts of the United States.
It's just like
we
whoosh, here we are.
Like, let's not forget, though, that Trump actually lost a popular vote. So
he claims otherwise.
Yeah, I know. I know, of course he does. But that's the thing.
If the popular vote mattered, Andy, he would have spent more time campaigning in states that actually mattered.
Yeah. But have you heard this expression, post-truth? Like, we definitely live in post-truth times.
Is that the... There was a thing that I was seeing on, I think it was Colbert or something, when they were talking about the post-truth thing.
Yeah.
That it's basically the same as his word truthiness, but different.
But it's basically, if you want to believe something nowadays, you're not open to facts.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You just have your news feed. Like, if you're Trump, you have your news feed. If you're a extreme leftist, you have your news feed on social media. You block everybody who doesn't agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, you don't want to see the truth, because there was some polls that showed Donald Trump as a winner, allegedly. I don't know if this is true. Weird. But nobody listened to it because, like, the left side, they didn't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Which is true with both the left and the right. And it's the same when, like, Castro died, and I talked to some people. And, like, they're like, oh, Castro was good. Like, rock musicians liked him and stuff. I'm like, he's still a dictator.
Well,
he didn't have freedom of press.
That was,
and they just looked at me like I was an idiot.
They looked at you.
That
like
was
you're
the
an
debate
idiot.
That people were having. Was
I'm known as a leftist guy, but I still don't approve of Castro. I don't.
He's just a little bit grumpy. That's all.
Yeah, maybe.
There was a
I
lot
like
of
to
debate.
Just think myself. I'm the only rational person in the world.
Well, he jailed dissidents. We know that he jailed dissidents. He probably. I don't know what else he did.
Yeah, and people are telling me, like, well, he's still, stood up to the U.S. I'm like, that's not an argument. Obviously, I would take Castro over Hitler if I had to choose a dictator, but that's not an excuse.
Would you choose Castro over Jason Kenney?
Who's Jason Kenney?
Exactly.
The thing with those two and everything was basically the arguments that I was reading about was, while you shouldn't dismiss all of the shitty stuff that was done.
No.
You also can't ignore the fact that there was some good stuff that was
No,
done.
Of course not.
So
I can't ignore that. I can also not ignore that Hitler built the Autobahn.
No.
Sure. Really? He built that?
Well, not personally.
It was his idea? Drive really fast.
I think so. But of course, like I said, there's degrees in hell.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Yeah, me and Tyler suffered 3 out of 4 degrees of hell just tolerating
just listening to my shit.
I don't
this
know.
Episode
I've gotten into those arguments. I think I got into one of those arguments in high school when we read Heart of Darkness or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
And it was talking about whether you felt like that character, I don't remember the names because I don't
Willem
think
Dafoe.
I actually read
Willem,
the book
Willem Dafoe.
Was actually evil or not.
Martin.
And my argument was that he thinks that he is not evil. So whether or not you think that he is evil, he doesn't think that he is evil.
But
and it basically boiled down to Tyler in a high school class arguing the fact that, you know, as much as everybody has their shit about stuff,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
that person doesn't think that they're doing anything wrong.
Yeah. No, obviously.
And Tyler wound up defending Hitler for about an hour.
No, obviously Hitler didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Because
he didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
No, that doesn't make it right. Did you argue
that? It doesn't
make
it right, yeah. Right, but it doesn't... Should it make it wrong?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think like certain forms of like self-delusion are damaging to millions of people.
Everything, but
people,
yeah,
not things.
Yeah, yeah. No, obviously he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Obviously,
yes, he knew. Oh, come on,
I don't think he
didn't have any moral compass. No, he's a sociopath.
Well, fucking psychopath.
What do you mean, probably? Well, there's no probably here.
No, no. Of course he. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's sociopath.
Maybe
I don't know.
At the end, I don't know.
Yeah,
he might have.
Obviously,
felt
yeah. Obviously, he was wrong.
At the end, he would be like, "Fuck, I failed."
Do you think so?
Yeah. Maybe
not really. Anything
no, no.
More than
yeah,
that.
He failed, but I don't know.
I didn't win.
Do you think he thought he was doing something wrong?
That's a good question because oh God, I can't even really drive into this, but the policies obviously were anti-human.
Yeah, yeah.
So
obviously,
when you're anti-human,
yeah, obviously everybody thinks he was wrong, but I don't like except for the people who followed him, I guess. But I don't know if he thought he was wrong.
Well, what's the benefit of thinking and believing that he felt he was wrong?
What, sorry?
How does that benefit?
It doesn't. Any
interpretation of it?
It's just the same benefit. As everything. I like to think of.
It doesn't benefit anything at all.
Both sides of everything all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As much as my opinion is my opinion, I like to look at things as both sides. The side to think about
is that there were millions upon millions of Germans who supported what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were wrong.
But whether or not they supported him because that was what they actually believed or what they were forced to believe because of blah, 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 blah.
Well, a lot of them were forced, obviously. Like, there was, like, a lot of them who fought for the Germans who didn't believe in it, but they had no choice, obviously. Yeah.
And I suggest a visit to a concentration camp.
Yeah.
That's what I suggest, because I walked through one, and...
I was going to make a really bad joke there.
Don't make a bad joke.
Do it.
Is that because you couldn't focus, Craig?
What?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I didn't get that.
You pulled that out a few podcasts ago.
I pulled that out many times.
This is not the right moment.
I didn't even get it.
Anyways.
Jokes are always okay, Craig. That's my opinion.
I would say that it's an emotionally charged topic. I didn't have any intentions of kind of wandering into this, but you should probably go and do that before you decide what your opinion is on things. And just examine how you feel. I'm not saying you should feel a certain way after doing this, or you should believe a certain thing, but you should probably walk through one of those things and just observe how you feel after it.
Yeah. Just in Tyler's defense here, I don't think he was arguing that Hitler was right or anything, right?
All I'm saying is that I was with a lot of friends. I was like 18, 19. We were in Europe. We were in Berlin to party.
Yeah.
The plan was, okay, go to the concentration camp. Then we're going to get out and we're going to go out that night. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible plan.
Well, yeah. I mean, in your 18-year-old head, you've never been there.
Yeah.
Then you go there and just like, I felt awful for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a survivor.
I mean, more.
We had a survivor at our high school talk too, and it was emotional to say the least.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's
so. I mean, it's fun to play with these ideas, and to do it back and forth. But
no, but I think all Tyler was arguing is like sometimes mad people do horrible things, but they don't think they're doing anything wrong. But obviously, they are wrong. I think that was all he was saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I can
agree with that.
He wasn't defending Hitler.
I don't defend
anyone or anything.
I just like the facts.
Yeah, but
what is the fact?
Is there an objective truth, Tyler?
Does that exist?
There is no truth.
Yeah.
The Illuminati is real.
Because you're wearing Schrodinger's hat.
Am I? There's a cat underneath here? You can't see it, so it must exist.
Cat
or maybe not.
Anyway.
To lighten this up, did you know that there is a TV show called Hail Honey, I'm Home?
Yes, I did. I just heard about it before. Have you heard of this, Craig?
No, okay, but to end this, I watched a documentary about North Korea yesterday.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it was like the only inside
look. Was it called The Interview?
No, it wasn't The Interview. And here's the thing is that they went in there, they got permission to go and record essentially a propaganda movie for North Korea.
Yeah.
But what the documentary filmmakers actually realize is that they kept the camera on in between the takes.
Yeah.
All of it was, every scene and that whole thing was a setup.
Oh, okay.
And so by allowing the camera to roll and to show them how they're manipulating the scenes it was pretty... I don't know if it was incredible.
What is this documentary called? I think
it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, okay.
And so they just had all of these scenes set up in factories and on the street. And the central character of it was like a girl and her family.
Yeah, which, right.
And they weren't even part of the same family.
So obviously the propaganda machinery set up like film this, film that, look how great it is. And they
and they just kept the camera going in between the scenes, which was... It was, I don't know if I've seen anything that powerful just for the, how long can I possibly watch this?
Yeah.
And I fast forwarded to different scenes and that.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. But it was, by looking at this, I was like, okay, I kind of understand a little bit America's sort of weird obsession with not wanting to become socialist or communist.
But I just want to point out that
that's different.
No, I just want to I just want to point out that the Americans have a very skewed opinion on what socialism is to be.
Exactly. Yeah, so. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree, but here's the thing is that what the documentary...
Because if you look at Franco, you don't want to be a right winger either, right?
James Franco?
Yeah. No, Franco, the Italian guy. Mussolini. No, the Spanish, sorry. Mussolini was the Italian. Never mind, go ahead.
But anyways, what you realize is that this documentary has captured... The only truth that it has captured in the whole documentary is those scenes in between the
setups. Yeah.
And which makes you think that if life in North Korea isn't the scenes that they're filming, then what is it really? And the brilliant thing about it is that you don't see it. You don't see it.
Right, yeah.
And
well, it's very interesting, like, between take stuff. And, like, if you bring a camera there, it's not like it's no longer going to be the natural environment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you put a microphone in front of our faces. We're not going to be 100% who we actually are because you're always going to put up a front because you have a microphone in front of you.
And he scripts for this entire podcast.
That's what I was going to say.
Including our lines.
Just like this.
What?
Just like this podcast.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what
Andy
I was...
And he hates us when we're all there. Yes,
exactly. No, but, yeah. But
did we just have an intellectual conversation?
I think so. First and I think we need to change it up here.
I don't
we
know
do.
Why you're being so surprised. I always figured us as an intellectual podcast with dick jokes.
Can we include some dick joke here?
Speaking of dick jokes,
I've got
a good one.
I need to pee.
Oh, can't you wait for like 5 minutes?
I can't.
Okay.
Okay, go have a pee. We're going to talk.
Talk away.
I was going to talk about North.
Please
Korea.
Talk. Go on.
No, I just find it funny with North Korea, which like most people think is almost like a quaint little dictator who's kind of funny, and you don't really see to the...
Many people thought of that of Castro too, right?
Yeah, but the fact that he's actually killing people and are doing horrible stuff.
Yeah, but you never see it.
Because he's just so funny with his golf playing and his cheese making.
Right? And his Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, exactly, which is interesting. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, dick joke.
Dick joke? Yeah. I was gonna wait till Craig gets back.
Okay. Well, then you better fill the void then. Don't sing. No singing on this podcast.
Why not?
Because I say so.
Why am I not allowed to sing?
Because it's horrible.
I have the voice of an angel, you son of a bitch.
You were born with the gift.
So back to Hail
of a golden voice.
Hail Honey, I'm Home.
Uh-huh.
So it was a TV show
in
1990.
Yeah.
Ran for one episode.
Yes.
About Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who were neighbors to a Jewish couple in a sitcom situation.
Yes. I have heard of this.
Have you actually watched it?
I think I've seen the intro that's about it.
I never actually watched it, but I thought that would be a good idea. To lighten up the mood.
When Craig gets back, I have the Hail Honey. I'm home. Let's see if we can play the intro.
Play the intro?
Yeah.
Okay. Here he comes.
Here
running
comes.
Like a man in a mission.
Turn it on now.
And unless Arthur Lowe defeats him, the man himself in a few moments, in Hail Honey, I'm Home, as the Galaxy Comedy Weekend continues.
I was hoping to that they would play the intro.
Hail Honey, I'm Home.
Most people, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this is unpublished. This is has some text there. God, I thought it would go right into the intro.
That failed really hard.
No kidding. Of course it was the Brits that did.
Yeah.
Mention the war.
British television in the 1990s was the pinnacle of our entertainment situation. The BBC is the best programming.
Here we go.
Hail Honey. Hail Honey.
Hail Honey.
Hail Honey.
Hello.
I'm home.
Hail Honey.
Smile, honey. Because I'm home. Gee, it's great to be Top Gun, but it's nothing like the fun that I get when I say, Hail Honey, I am home. Hail Honey. Smile, honey. Gee, it's great to be back. Hail Honey, I'm home.
Is there a whole episode?
Produced by... Yeah, it's the...
Oh, my goodness.
Is this Hitler? Yeah, this is Hitler walking in.
Hi, honey, I'm home!
And that's his wife, Ava Brown.
Recorded in front of a live studio.
Hi, honey, me!
What did I do now? Oh, tonight you will make in schnitzel. What a jike! You must be...
Okay, I think that's enough. Jesus fucking Christ.
We'll go to Tyler's funny American news.
Okay.
American news.
Yep.
American news.
But repeats as Big Ten's tight end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
University of Michigan senior tight end Jake Butt captured the award for tight end of the year.
That was an intellectual.
That was a little blip there. Good job.
Wasn't it?
Do you have any Florida Man news?
Actually, I do.
Awesome.
It was.
Why does Florida Man not have a song, official song yet?
I don't know.
Because Tyler's too lazy to write one.
Florida Man, Florida Man, Florida Man, Florida Man.
I don't know if this is Florida Man funny or Florida Man sad, but we'll go to this one here.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get to the start of this to read out the title for you. Sorry, I'm scrolling.
Yeah, that's fine.
This has been one fuck of a political podcast.
Craig needs to buy better
it
internet.
It happens.
I need to buy what?
You should.
Better internet.
I'm on the
apologize for anything, Craig.
I'm on the Swifty internet right now.
Florida man.
Yep.
News. Dead man found inside SUV with pile of parking tickets on the windshield.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For 4 days, city parking officers slapped tickets on an SUV parked three blocks from the Brownwood County Courthouse. When Carolyn White noticed the pile of citations, she wondered what was going on. She stepped closer to the car and peeked inside. Oh my God, please tell me the man is not dead, White thought. Inside the Isuzu was the body of 62-year-old from Miami. He was sitting in the driver's seat. His upper body lay face down over the center console. In his hand, he had a credit card.
He was trying to pay the bill.
In his hand, he was clutching a credit card?
Yep.
I like the other parking guard. The lazy cunt, he's still sleeping. Okay, I better give him
another. The SUV was issued tickets from November 12th through November 15th, the day his body was found. Whether he was inside the Isuzu when tickets were put on the windshield is not known.
Wow.
They're not dated?
Well, they don't know if the body was in there when put the tickets on it. But
yeah.
4 days worth of parking tickets put on the windshield while a dead body was inside.
To take his credit card, even if he was dead, they should have taken the credit card and processed the payment.
Well, the windows were closed.
Well, I would just knock on the
window. Possibly tinted. Yeah. So how would you know a dead body was inside?
Possibly tinted.
Possibly. You don't know.
Oh, Florida man.
That's
Florida
pretty bizarre.
All right.
I always count on you to come up with a really bizarre Florida man story.
Yeah. We'll... be back next week, hopefully, and we'll either be doing an analysis of Homer's The Odyssey, or we'll be telling jokes about Tyler's asshole. One of the two. It's either cerebral or really low.
Are you sure?
Well, one of the
two. I thought we were going to talk about the economic impact of...
Debbie Does Dallas.
Not Debbie Does Dallas. I thought we were going to talk about... Cuba during the 1940s versus
Cuba's porn scene.
What Sweden was in the 1987.
I tell you what, I bet the porn scene in Cuba was in the 40s was probably pretty fantastic.
Yeah, probably.
I thought we were.
I always think that these repressed countries, like I'm sure that like the ISIS countries, they have like the most kinky porn.
I thought we were going to talk about the merits of jazz in Israel in the 1960s.
Please do.
Versus the heavy metal scene in Arabic countries of the 1990s.
The Ernst Goldzweig.
Charlie Parkerman.
Bye-bye.
Charlie Parkerberg.
Yeah. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Ooh, we touched on some issues.
For 45 minutes.
I thought I had an outro. Oh, there it goes.
It's all right.
We have an outro?
Yeah.